From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with a local and statewide news update. There are 6 new coronavirus cases in Alaska from Thursday following a spike in positive tests on Wednesday. The latest cases include 2 Alaskans from the Kenai Peninsula Borough, 2 from the Anchorage Municipality, and 1 from Juneau. The 6th case is a non-resident in the state data described as a visitor to the Kenai Peninsula Borough. That brings the total number of Alaskans who have tested positive for the virus to 430. The number of non-resident cases in Alaska is 18. Canada has extended its ban on cruise ships until at least the end of October due to the global pandemic. Today's announcement extinguishes any chance of salvaging Alaska's delayed cruise ship season thanks to a federal law requiring foreign-flagged ships to stop in a foreign port when traveling between U.S. ports. Canadian Federal Transport Minister Mark Garneau made the announcement while speaking to reporters in Ottawa on Friday.
Cruise ships with overnight accommodation and a capacity of more than 100 persons, that includes passengers and crew, will be prohibited from operating in Canadian waters until at least October the 31st.
The Port of Seattle announced an indefinite port closure for cruise ships in March after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a no-sail order for cruise ships following several outbreaks on international sailings. The city of Wrangell does not want cruise ships to dock in town until it knows how industry plans to prevent potentially bringing COVID-19 into the community. As KSTK's June Leffler reports, the Southeast Alaska City is coordinating with a regional effort seeking assurances from operators of small cruise ships seeking to sail this summer.
Larger cruises are forbidden under the federal no-sail order that runs through late July. But smaller boutique cruises carrying less than 250 passengers are exempt, with at least one cruise line scheduled to bring people to Southeast Alaska next month. Coastal communities working with the Alaska Municipal League have drafted a letter asking these smaller ships not to visit until they can guarantee regular COVID-19 testing and limit their capacity. AML's executive director, Nils Andreasen, says killing off what's left of the region's cruise season is not what communities have in mind.
The end goal is public health. The end goal is vibrant communities. And I think that's where we're at right now.
In Wrangell, Mayor Steve Persanka says there are concerns about what would happen if an infected passenger or crew member stepped off a cruise ship.
We learned along the way that it is not appropriate for them to just take them back on the ship and isolate them away. And that we don't have the capacity in our community to be taking in COVID positive people. It just doesn't work.
Assembly members like Julie Decker said they want specifics on what precautions cruise companies are taking to prevent that from happening.
We're testing regularly. Does that mean if you're going to be on a ship for a week that you get tested once? And, so anyway, there's things like that that I feel like we need a little bit of beefing up in the sense of with medical credibility.
The assembly voted unanimously to add their name to AML's letter asking for clarity. It remains unclear if local governments could enforce a ban on cruise traffic. Most COVID-19 mandates issued by the state supersede local authority. Tour operators are hurting from the lack of cruise ships, but Wrangell's local tour guides say they understand where community leaders are coming from. Stikine River Jet Boat Association Director Caitlin Cardinale says she stands by the city's efforts to protect the community from infection.
So we're here and we're ready to operate when the time is right. And I think it's smart for the ships to work with the municipalities to have an established plan if one of their passengers was COVID positive.
At least 4 cruise operators have been talking to Southeast Alaska community leaders. American Cruise Lines is bringing the first ship to Alaska waters with its American Constellation ship for a round-trip cruise from Juneau in late June. Its website advertises port calls in Skagway, Haines, Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Wrangell. Company spokeswoman Alexa Pealela said in a statement that it's, quote, gained a clear understanding of individual community concerns and has been able to further tailor our risk mitigation strategy, end quote. American Cruise Lines' COVID-19 plan is on its website. Other small cruise operators, including Uncruise, Lindblad, and American Dream Cruises, have suspended their June sailings. As of now, they're scheduled to resume in July. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.
A federal judge heard oral arguments on Thursday in a lawsuit brought by a Washington state environmental group seeking to shut down king salmon fishing in Alaska this summer to protect the food supply of endangered killer whales. U.S. Magistrate Judge Michelle Peterson heard testimony from attorneys for the Wild Fish Conservancy, the U.S. Justice Department, and the Alaska Trollers Association. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Brian Knutson spoke on behalf of the Wild Fish Conservancy, which is headquartered in Duval, Washington. He spent much of his 38 minutes explaining why this case should be heard in the federal courts rather than in one of the several other venues for lodging opposition to fisheries management. Fishing off of Alaska's coast, in fact, fishing in coastal waters nationwide, is regulated under the 1979 Magnuson-Stevens Act. The act has a built-in public comment process and a process to file formal opposition to regulations, typically within 30 days of publication in the Federal Register. The latest biological opinion from NOAA Fisheries on the Alaska Chinook harvest was in April 2019. By waiting nearly a year and then going straight to U.S. District Court, the Wild Fish Conservancy is bypassing established process. Judge Michelle Peterson wanted to know why. Knutson, the biological opinion here was not prepared in conjunction with some new Magnuson-Stevens Act actions or regulations, but instead was a reinitiation of consultation of prior actions. Judge Peterson pressed Knutson on the idea that the Conservancy was taking a shortcut by going to the federal courts. The National Marine Fisheries Service delegates management authority to the state of Alaska in coastal waters, which comes with an additional layer of public process and review. Judge Peterson, why didn't you bring this as a consistency review through the state of Alaska? I mean, if you're saying that the state of Alaska through the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is violating the National Environmental Policy Act and the Endangered Species Act, why didn't you use that route? Knutson, only the district courts of the United States have the jurisdiction to review the claims that are alleged here. Plaintiffs aren't alleging that state management measures violate the Endangered Species Act or the National Environmental Policy Act. They're alleging that NOAA Fisheries is in violation of the Endangered Species Act for its ongoing implementation of this program. Frederick Turner, attorney with the U.S. Justice Department, used his time in oral argument to lean into the idea that the Wild Fish Conservancy was not playing the game according to long-established rules. Turner, the goal here is that if there is going to be a challenge, those in the fishing industry need to have certainty. They need to know in advance what their crew is going to look like, their plans for the fishing season. To the extent that this biological opinion would reopen that window for challenging the fishery, it would have to be a short one. Judge Peterson, what should the plaintiffs have done? Turner, under that scenario, the plaintiff, on being put on notice of the biological opinion, could have filed a lawsuit under the Magnuson-Stevens Act and the Administrative Procedure Act challenging that authorization. And the petition process is still available. A group or person who thinks there's some kind of inconsistency between the Endangered Species Act and fishery management can challenge, first through the State of Alaska Board of Fisheries, and if it receives an adverse decision, it can petition the National Marine Fisheries Service, and whatever was decided, that would be subject to judicial review. The Wild Fish Conservancy has asked Judge Peterson to grant an injunction which would stay the regulatory authority of the National Marine Fisheries Service and effectively close all fishing for Chinook salmon in U.S. waters offshore of Alaska. King salmon have long been an economic mainstay of many communities in the region, with large subsistence, sport, and commercial sectors. To that end, Alaska Trollers Association President Matt Donahoe and past President Jim Moore appealed to the Sitka Assembly for support to fight the injunction. The pair gave a report on the issue 2 evenings before Thursday's oral arguments. Moore said that the lawsuit and injunction were only compounding what was already a difficult situation for salmon fishermen.
You know, what's at stake here is the culture and the communities in Southeast Alaska during a really critical time here. So that we had to move on this. And so anything that you can do to help us fight, we're in the fight.
Assembly members agreed to bring some action to the table for consideration at their next regular meeting in June. U.S. Magistrate Judge Michelle Peterson gave no indication on when she would rule on the Wildfish Conservancy's request for injunction. The summer commercial troll season for Chinook opens on July 1st, so a decision is likely before then. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
This is KTOO News.